This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I have something that is like walking pneumonia with the same sort of blockages and everything in my lungs and everything. And so it's working me, but I've been gone for a bit, so I decided I would just keep on going until things change. Hopefully they'll change for the better and I won't have to worry about it. But live tonight. The Washington Post editorialized that the Republicans are trying to undermine the rule of law because they have dared to question the FBI and the DOJ on their motives and methods used to justify spying on a political opponent. Evidence now clearly shows the DOJ did everything they could to elect Hillary and destroy Trump, abusing the FISA court to weaponize the nation's intelligence and law enforcement apparatus. And they titled the editorial, GOP leaders' complicity grows as their members undermine the rule of law. For 8 years, the Washington Post and most of the media not only never cared as Obama and the Democrats undermined the rule of law, they supported them as they did it. Here's a partial list of things they never gave a doggone about. Clear violations of law, and the Democrats not holding the president to account. Like when Obama unilaterally changed immigration law. Like the clear targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups at IRS. When the Justice Department didn't charge anyone at IRS after the president said he didn't see a smidgen of evidence that they did anything wrong. You know, the independent Justice Department always did what they were told by Obama. Or when Holder, Rice, Clapper, Brandon, Comey, and all committed perjury and were never held to account. Or when sanctuary cities were allowed to clearly ignore immigration laws that Congress passed and the DOJ sued Arizona for actually wanting to enforce immigration law. Or when Hillary and her staff clearly and continuously violated FOIA and security laws and were allowed to skate after Obama said he didn't see anything Hillary did that endangered the country. Or like when Obama clearly and intentionally violated security laws by corresponding with Hillary on her private server and lied about it. And justice also allowed him to skate. When Obama illegally spied on thousands of Americans for years. When justice and FBI appears to have used a Democrat-paid-for dossier for justification to spy on Trump and his staff. When Obama's staff illegally unmasked people around Trump and illegally leaked phone calls. But now, the Washington Post is outraged that Republicans are undermining the rule of law because, heaven forbid, they were asking the Justice Department to explain what they did. They have oversight. WAPO. Now, Senator Richard Blumenthal, who made up his entire Vietnam combat experience, says we have a constitutional crisis because of an unverified story that Trump may have considered firing Mueller. Blumenthal tells me that I am qualified to be a senator because I'm not an idiot, and he is truly idiotic, and he's a senator, especially when he says, we have a constitutional crisis when someone wasn't fired, but when he may have considered firing someone. That's like saying we're having a constitutional crisis because he considered parting his hair the other way. The actual constitutional crisis is when we had a president and others surrounding him that continually ignored the rule of law or actually violated the rule of law, and a Justice Department who chose who to prosecute, not based on rule of law, but based on an agenda or party affiliation. So the WAPO and the others should stop pretending they care about laws or equal treatment under the law based on anything. Especially since they've been writing articles for the past 9 years, not actually going after anybody. We are supposed to be a country based on the rule of law, and we should get back to that. Nothing currently being done by the Republicans undermines the rule of law. They're trying to make the DOJ follow the rule of law instead of a clearly targeting those they don't like. But here's a little interesting tidbit. Newly released text messages between controversial anti-Trump FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page reveal several leaks of confidential information to Wall Street Journal reporter Delvin Barrett, who is now with the Washington Post. Yep. There you have it. There you have it. Now with the Washington Post. Now, you know, last night, Hillary was on the Grammys. When I was young, a lot of my classmates were Greek American. A lot of Greek American restaurants in my area. And he tried to teach me about Democratic politics. And this was back in the 70s, you know, when the Greek colonels had just conceded power back to the center-right party in Greece. What was needed now in Greece, he told me, was that center-right party concede power to the center-left party at the next election, and that the center-left party concede the next but one election to the center-right party. Now, here in America, the Democrats have failed to concede the last two normal change elections that went against them, the 2000 presidential squeaker election and the 2016 election. And you will search long and hard among your leftist acquaintances for anyone that understands how serious this is. And then we have this piece on This Civil War from Daniel Greenfield, a speech given to a Tea Party convention here in South Carolina. And he says, when you have a party that doesn't concede elections, then you have a civil war. How do you know you have a civil war? Two or more sides disagree on who runs the country. And that can't settle the question through elections because they don't even agree that elections are how you decide who's in charge. And that's the basic issue here. Who decides who runs the country? When you hate each other but accept the election results, you have a country. When you stop accepting election results, you have a countdown to a civil war. Moving on, Greenfield says there's two kinds of government. You can have a voluntary government or a professional government. He said this is a civil war between volunteer governments elected by the people and professional governments elected by themselves, of the establishment, by the establishment, and for the establishment. Go check that out. It's a good read. Good read. Go check that one out. And I think there's an additional factor that Greenfield misses, and is it that the deep state, the permanent government, the professional government, whatever, are they fools, knaves, and weaklings, and that they're going to lose? Think about what Comey and Strzok and Page and Clinton and Fusion GPS were doing in 2016. One thing that comes through to me is that they're weak, foolish people playing Bush League, but they think they're Major League because they went to selective colleges or something. If you want to know what a big league looks like, try Hamilton and the Federal Papers, arguing about the problems of weak federations, or his debt refunding program that launched the U.S. economy into the stratosphere, or Reagan's tax rate cuts that ignited a 20-year boom. Socialism can't work because it can't compute prices. And that goes for administrative governments, too. That's called the economic calculation problem. Yeah. We'll finish that up when we get back. That's a little important thing to consider as we look at our Democratic friends on the other side of the aisle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to tell you a little bit about AR-500 Armor real quick, if I may. And simply because of the niche that they fill in the space. There are two kinds of armor out there available to you today. okay? There is the kind of armor like AR-500 armor makes, which is based on steel in a lot of cases, although they are branching out into the other types of material. And then there's the highly exotic ceramic blends and all the other stuff that is really, really lightweight and really, really brittle. Now, for me and you, you know, when I was in the military, I could break something, no matter what it was, and they'd replace it, and I didn't have to pay for it. Under qualifications or under certain setups, I could shoot all the ammunition I wanted to shoot, and I didn't have to pay for it. When you don't have a supply chain, that becomes an issue. Now, the first armor company I ever was involved with was AR-500 Armor, and at the time, I really didn't know that much about them or what they did, but now, you know, segue 6 years later, and I have seen what's out there, and I've seen who's out there, and amongst the people that are out there, well, I gotta say that, you know, they're the ones with the patents. There'll be a lot of them out there saying, well, we're the first, or we're the this, we're the that. They're the ones with the patents. They're the ones that started doing things. And now they are branching out into other stuff. They have some of the best soft armor out there. Very, very, very low-profile soft armor. They have... they now have the... and I've got video coming up on that. They have a plate that's come out that is a level 3 plate, and it does stop some rifle ammunition. Weighs 3 pounds, it floats. Huh? And it's a third of what you would pay with anybody else. And it is not going to break if you drop it on its corner. So, the other thing they've come out with is a ceramic sort of hybrid sort of blend. It's not just steel. It's a level 4 plate, which means it's going to stop just about everything you might possibly face short of a 50 caliber, and it might stop that. You probably just wouldn't enjoy it very much. Level 4 plate weighs 8 pounds. Now, the first level 3 plus plates I got from them 6 years ago weighed 14 pounds each. And now they have a plate out that weighs not quite half of that. And its price comes in... remarkably inexpensive. Now, why is that important? Behind me, I have I've got two plate carriers that I run. One of them is the Tetsudo 2, and the other one is the Veritas, although I haven't really run the Veritas yet. There's a new one coming out called the Valkyrie, which I want to get my hands on, and we'll talk about that later. But, having said all of that, the Tetsudo is running the plus, the 3+ light plates. So those come in at 6.5 pounds each. Easy to wear. Put some backers behind it. Stick it in there. Stick it in the plate carrier. You can buy the entire package with armor built into it for less than you can buy some plate carriers from some other companies that will bundle all that for you. And I'm talking about places like Velocity Systems where they have the very high dollar plates and the very high dollar, the plate carrier is $400. You know, you don't have to take my, let me look this up real quick just so I make sure that I know what I'm saying is true. Velocity Systems. And I'm not picking on them because they're bad. I'm actually picking on them because they're a very good company. But they are a very, very good company. The Scarab DLX, which is laser cut, or the Scarab LE, which is close to the whole idea of the Tetsudo. Let's look at what they got here. Their cheapest plate carrier. Their cheapest plate carrier is $204, which you could buy the Tetsudo and the trauma pads for that. Their Scarab LE, which is or the Scarab Light, they're both $329. And their Scarab DLX, which is a sort of a laser cut, and it sort of looks like they ripped off Blue Force gear to me a little bit. while it is lightweight and everything, it's also $400. So, let's go to AR500armor.com. Remember that? $399 for just the plate carrier. Okay? Now, come on and let me... Not this time. I don't want that. I'm trying to prove a point. Okay, so... Where is it? The Arena Plate Carrier and Armor Advanced Loadout, which comes with pouches for your plate carrier. Yeah. It comes with two plates, which are... Plate carrier weighs 3 pounds. You got 2 10x12 pieces of body armor. Same in price as the plate carrier. And it comes with the pouches. They also carry the Banshee plate carrier, which is a very good plate carrier. I don't particularly like it myself. And they have various other ones that are quick release. And I mean, they have plate carriers for every price point, for every... And the Tetsudo, okay? The Tetsudo, which comes with plates and the loadout pouches and everything else. Plate carrier pouches and armor, $309. So you can save $100 buying everything you need from AR500 Armor. That's because they believe being able to fight back means that you have to be able to stay in the fight. It's a very simple pretense. In order to stay in the fight, you have to be able to withstand, you know, some serious damage hitting you. And they have the stuff to make that happen. Their newest set is $435. For everything. And the Valkyrie is a nice plate carrier. You know, in terms of plate carriers. Which, you know, I know that sounds weird. It's a really nice plate carrier, but it is. Wearing one of those things is not the funnest thing in the world. So getting one that fits right and is doing everything is exactly what you want it to be. You're going to train in it. That's good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I was going to, you know, I completely forgot that I was, and it's the pneumonia thing. I completely forgot that I was going to follow up on what we were talking about earlier when we get out here and we're talking about Civil War and how they don't have, you know, not conceding elections. So let's go back to that, if we may. And as you recall, before I segued into promoting AR-500 armor, the pretense here is that if you do not concede an election and you do not agree that the government is legitimate, you are basically in a state of civil war. Now, talking about what these governments and what these people say, you know, under socialism or under the administrative state, the government gets captured by the special interests. That's called the regulatory capture. Earlier I'd said something about the economic calculation problem. Under any government, no government program gets fixed until way after it breaks. And that's because the ruling class fears government program beneficiaries who fight any reduction in their benefits to the knife. That's called Chantrill's Law. Socialism or the administrative state assumes that everything, even plastic straws in restaurants, should be regulated by the state. So in other words, businesses, even restaurants, cannot be trusted to know what is good for themselves and their customers. In fact, the opposite is true. So the dirty little secret is that the administrative state of our ruling class doesn't work. At its very best, when they pile on Obamacares and regulations, they can putter along at low growth like the Obama years. At the medium, it descends into Venezuelan hyperinflation, and at its worst, it descends into Nazi or Soviet or Chinese genocide. And meanwhile, The bribed apologists of our ruling class geniuses think they are the hashtag the resistance, when in fact, to coin a phrase, they literally know nothing. The last time the losers started looking for reds under the bed, it was the Republicans in the late 1940s, just after the GOP had lost 5 presidential elections in a row. And they had a point. Alger Hiss from Substantial Baltimore Families and Harry Dexter White were genuine Soviet spies. It was in 1992. How old was I in 1992? I was 31 years old, after the Democrats had lost 3 elections in a row, that I decided that I was going to start looking at voting for the out party after 2 successive presidential terms. Because democracy, of course I never did that, thank God. But you get to vote for a lot of winners that way. A lot of people do that, the voting for the out party. A lot of people were talking about, let's do that. So Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump. But now we have Democrats seeing Russians under the bed after the other side has won a single presidential election. So do you see why I think that the Gores and the Hillarys and the Chucks and the Nancys and the very fake news are fools, knaves, and weaklings? Let me take that a little further, if I may. Do you remember when Trump... Let's see, there it was a debate, and we were hearing that the question was, would you accept the results of the election if you lost? And Trump said, I don't know, I'd have to look at it and see if I thought it was fair or something to that. And then Hillary got out there and said, that would cause a constitutional crisis. It'd be the epoxy clip, something like that. I don't know what she said. Now, of course, now, there are still people out there that think there could be a Clinton presidency. Impeach Trump, Pence resigns, Ryan appoints Clinton as president out of some, I don't know which reality we're working in here, but that's just some of the stuff they talk about. Now, what has that got to do with an election? What has that got to do with the order of ascension? Who's in line for this and who's in line for that? And why would we have to have a scenario by which a loser, a two-time loser, would be the one we would put in office? Because of what? Why? What are her qualifications? Somebody tell me what Hillary's qualifications are, please. I really need to know. Because some people just can't let this go. James Corden, he got her he dragged her out the other day. They went to wherever she was. She did a little video with some little ghetto phrases that she had to throw in there, some street phrases or however she wants to put it. And then she got to read from Fire and Fury on the Grammy Awards, where Stevie Wonder used to be, and Elton John and Foreigner and Prince and all these other people, you know, they got on that stage, and what they were celebrated for was for the music that they performed, because it was the Grammys. It was a music thing. It was a music award show, and so were music awards. And Corden, who's out there, he's another one of these guys that's out there busy lecturing us who doesn't understand that he's tone deaf. He's out there talking about, well, every time the president gets on Twitter, he politicizes Twitter. Yeah, but he's the president, and that's what he does. He's politics. He's running the country. The Grammy Awards, you know, you're the one that did the carpool karaoke. Did you do any, you know, did you read from Fire and Fury, Fury and Fire, whatever it's called, when you were doing that with Pink or with Mariah Carey? Did you do that then, James? Who is this? Let's get that out of there. That's what happens when you have your show computer tied in with your phone. The show rings. So these people don't think you know what you were doing. They don't think you know what you were doing. Just like they don't think you can, you know, take in and comprehend what's going to be in this memo. They think that's way beyond you. It's out of your depth. can't handle it. So these are the ones that have failed to concede this election. They think they, and the beauty of what's going on right now is finally some of the Republicans in leadership are finally beginning to understand that we don't have to play by the old rules anymore, and we can win, and we'll get to stay in power, which is really what they want to do. And I'll be honest with you, if they actually execute the office, and if we would actually do and let Trump get on with his agenda and put that in play, I'm fine with them being in power. If they'll just figure out that there's not some, you know, namby-pambies, they don't have to kowtow to the media, they don't have to kowtow to the Democrats, they don't have to kowtow to anybody. Because otherwise, at some point, we're going to be in a situation that we don't really want to be in. And if we get into that, it's going to be bad for the country, it's going to be bad for everybody in the country, and we should avoid that at all costs. While at the same time, we have to also admit to ourselves that we need to be ready to do that if that's what it comes to. So, based on technicalities, we are currently in a state of civil war. Think about that later tonight. Think about that tomorrow when you're going to work. We're currently in a state of technical civil war. It's a little unnerving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product.
that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Earlier, right before SHOT Show, I saw this thing about the top 40 social media influencers in the gun world. And I wasn't on them because I'm not a big social media person. I am trying to build a YouTube channel to some degree. It's not about trying to make money on YouTube. It's about trying to put video on YouTube, though. If I make some money on it, that's fine. That's great. But it's not one of these things where I'm going to quit my day job just to do YouTube. The problem with social media is that social media, which started out as a clearinghouse, an aggregator, if you will, to get all of your social, all of your personal information and pool it and then sell it and then use it and exploit it, has now turned into something else altogether. See, I was very upset when YouTube took James Yeager's channel down based upon the audio from my show. Because James Yeager should be able to talk about whatever he wants to talk about, whenever he wants to talk about it, as often as he wants to talk about it. And it doesn't matter if it offends me, it doesn't matter if it offends you. That is the kind of speech we should be defending, because that is the difference between oppression and freedom. Being able to say what you want to say when you want to say it. Now, we're already seeing this happening in colleges and universities, where a lot of you are paying, you know, quite honestly, for that kind of, you're subsidizing that because you're sending your children there. And you're paying for this anti-First Amendment exercise that's going on right now. YouTube and Facebook, they are getting into the censorship game to a degree. And since they have gotten out there and they have taken on the ubiquitousness that they seem to have assumed, in a lot of ways, they are sort of deserving of antitrust action. And if you look around, you'll see some other establishment outlets like the Wall Street Journal and the National Review that are coming to the same conclusion, or at least asking the same questions. Now, Facebook, this week, they launched their latest of many attacks on Pam Geller's The Geller Report. They labeled her site as spam and removed every Geller Report post, thousands upon thousands of them going back years, from Facebook. They also blocked any Facebook member from sharing links to the Geller Report. So the ramping up of the shutting down of sites like hers is neither random nor personal. Garrison Keillor, okay? Garrison Keillor, who I liked him on Prairie Home Companion because I liked the ensemble cast he had. And I liked the kind of, and it was old-timey radio. I like old-timey radio. I wasn't necessarily, as a matter of fact, his brother-in-law put in a garage for me. And, you know, I knew that he was a leftist. But see, I didn't care about his politics because I wasn't listening to him for his politics. I was listening to him because he was entertaining. And then he put his hand on a female's back. And without any due process whatsoever. Al Franken should have gotten due process. You know, Conyers should have gotten due process. All these guys should have gotten due process because that's what makes us who we are, this nation. But they didn't get that. And Garrison Keillor was one of them that didn't get it. And he woke up and all of the work that he had done for the Minnesota radio station that he worked for was expunged. He never existed. What we've heard, unless you've recorded it already prior to this, you can't go get it now. Likewise with this Pamela Geller on Facebook. And the timing is telling. The left is gearing up for the 2018 midterm elections, and they mean to shut down whatever outlet or voice that helped elect Trump to the greatest upset in left-wing history. And in fighting the shutdown, you know, a lot of people are going to have to go back to the drawing board because they're fighting somebody that didn't exist 20 years ago. Social media didn't exist 20 years ago. Now, the basis of the suit that Pam Geller is bringing is challenging Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act under the First Amendment, which provides immunity from lawsuits to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, thereby permitting these social media giants to engage in government-sanctioned censorship and discriminatory business practices free from legal challenge. Now, Facebook and Google take in roughly half of all internet ad revenue. YouTube is a gigantic search engine. According to the Wall Street Journal, in the U.S., Alphabet Inc.'s Google Drive, Google drives 89% of internet search, 95% of young adults on the internet use a Facebook Inc. product. Amazon.com Inc. now accounts for 75% of electronic book sales. Those firms that aren't monopolists are duopolists. Google and Facebook absorbed 63% of online ad spending last year. Google and Apple Inc. provided 99% of mobile phone operating systems, while Apple and Microsoft Core supplied 95% of desktop operating systems. Both of those companies routinely censor and spy on their customers, massaging everything from the daily news to what we should buy. And they do this because they have their personal information. In the last century, the telephone was our computer. And Ma Bell was how we communicated. And that said, would the American people or the government have tolerated AT&T spying on our phone calls and then pulling our communication privileges if we expressed a dissenting opinion? Because that's what's happening today. And Ma Bell was broken up by the government, albeit for different reasons. But it can and it should be done again. And it's not a little ironic, according to Breitbart. AT&T has called for an Internet Bill of Rights and argued that Facebook and Google should also be subjected to rules that would prevent unfair censorship on their platforms. AT&T, one of the largest telecommunication companies, called for Congress to enact an Internet Bill of Rights which would subject Facebook, Google, and other content providers to rules that would prevent unfair censorship on Internet service providers, like Comcast or AT&T, as well as content providers like Facebook and Google. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson wrote, "Congressional action is needed to establish an Internet Bill of Rights that applies to all Internet companies and guarantees neutrality, transparency, openness, non-discrimination, and privacy protection for all Internet users." He posted the ad in the New York Times, Washington Post, and other national news outlets last Wednesday. This is actually something we need to look at. Because what is happening is being engineered at the government level. A chief officer from a major American communications company went to the terror state of Pakistan to assure the Pakistani government, that Facebook would adhere to the Sharia. The commitment was given by Vice President of Facebook Joel Kaplan who called on Interior Minister Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan, Facebook has reiterated its commitment to keep the platform safe and promote values that are in congruence with its community standards. So why would they have to have a block? Well, because under Islamic law, you cannot criticize Islam. So Facebook, adhering to the most extreme and brutal ideology on the face of the earth, should trouble all of us, because Zuckerberg has a whole lot of power and influence. He's in control of the flow of the information through that. They ought to break up Facebook. Section 2 of the Sherman Act highlights particular results deemed anti-competitive by nature and prohibits actions that shall monopolize or attempt to monopolize or combine or conspire with any other person or persons to monopolize any part of the trade or commerce among the several states or with foreign nations. Can that be applied to information? Because that's actually a technology now, because that's actually a commodity. Information is a commodity. The United States government took down Standard Oil, Alcoa, National Securities, the American Tobacco Company, and many others without nearly the power that Facebook has. National Review has come to the same conclusion. We're going to have to look at this. Because Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, Eric Schmidt, Jeff Bezos are contemporary robber barons, like the Carnegies and the Gettys of the other day, of the past. So why are they not smeared, defamed, and reviled like the robber barons of yesteryear? We need to look into that. Back again tomorrow in about 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.